Good morning, welcome to Morning Signal, I'm Xiao Chen.
And I am Lao Yu.
Today, we've got a wild number to kick things off. One unreviewed paper wiped out nearly $100 billion from chip stocks in a single week.
Panic moves faster than technology. Three headlines today, all pointing to the same thing. The efficiency revolution is entering its second half, and where value lives is shifting. Let's run through today's news.
All right, here are the 10 most important stories today. Number 1, Google's TurboQuant quantum computing tech keeps hammering memory chip stocks. The sector lost nearly $100 billion this week. Micron alone dropped over $70 billion. This is the third day we've been tracking this one, and we'll dig into it later.
$70 billion, that's 70% of the entire sector's loss. Well, I'll break that down in a bit.
Number 2A, I short dramas are exploding. Out of 30,000 titles, only 69 crossed 100 million views, and 80% of the people entering this space come from outside the film industry. This one's going into the round table too. Number 3, Tesla FSD just revealed a new capability. It can predict a pedestrian's intention to cross before they even step off the curb and brake proactively. The tech includes 18 joint skeleton tracking and traffic officer gesture recognition.
Going from stop, when you see an obstacle, to read what someone is thinking, that's a qualitative leap. We'll talk about it separately.
Number 4, Unitree Robotics founder Wang Xing-Xing says the ChatGPT moment for embodied AI is still 2 to 3 years away.
The hottest founder in the space is voluntarily cooling market expectations. That's worth taking seriously.
Number 5, also Unitree, their embodied AI experience store is opening at Juguang Mall in Shanghai's Jing'an district at the end of May, Asia's first.
He says the tech needs time but has opening a store anyway. That's not a contradiction. Taking out brand territory is more urgent than waiting for the tech to mature.
Number 6, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang says NVIDIA and TSMC have worked together for 30 years and never signed a single contract. It's all built on trust. Number 7, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 developer Warhorse Studios laid off their translation team and replaced them with AI. This is a case we've been tracking. It keeps getting bigger. Number 8, a domestic quantum computing company just raised hundreds of millions of yuan from investors, including Geely.
Geely is an automaker betting on quantum computing. That's early positioning for next-generation supply chain simulation. The signal here is bigger than the money.
Number 9, Stanford Research confirms that AI systems systematically tell users what they want to hear, especially when users are asking for advice. Number 10, Microsoft VS Code launched Sessions app embedding an AI agent directly into the editor. It upgrades the editor from code completion to an autonomous execution platform.
Even VS Code's user base, if this direction takes off, developers' entire workflows get redefined.
All right, now let's dig into the three main headlines, starting with TurboQuant.
Let's go.
There is. What happened? Google previously announced a quantum computing breakthrough called TurboQuant. The market got worried this would dramatically reduce demand for traditional memory, so memory chip stocks lost nearly $100 billion this week. Micron alone fell over $70 billion, 70%. The entire sector's drop.
Wen's take is that this was a crowded position stampede, not a fundamental breakdown. The TurboQuant paper still hasn't passed independent peer review. The engineering results exist only in Google's own statement, but the bets on memory shortages were already packed. TurboQuant just gave everyone a narrative exit, and then everyone rushed for the door at the same time.
Like shouting fire in a theater, doesn't matter if it's true, everyone runs.
Comes. That's exactly it. And panic is self-reinforcing. First comes the sell-off, then analysts cut their targets, then more people sell. Morgan Stanley said, this is long-term bullish for edge AI, but nobody listens when they're in panic mode. That migration logic holds up. Qualcomm, MediaTek, edge chip makers, their leverage at the negotiating table just got thicker. The money isn't leaving hardware, it's flowing from upstream inventory logic to downstream deployment logic.
Qi takes an even longer view. He draws a parallel to the fiber optic glut in 2000 that didn't destroy fiber optic technology. It destroyed the pricing consensus that fiber will always be in short supply.
Right. His view is that TurboQuant didn't shatter memory demand. It shattered the expected slope of demand growth. And the deeper shift is this: the value center of gravity in the compute supply chain is moving away from who has the most GPUs, 4W. Paul gets the best results with the fewest resources. It's the same structure as telecom. When you went from making money laying pipes, through the pipes, becoming commoditized, and content services capturing the value.
All three of them landed on the same conclusion this time, which is rare.
It really is. They all say the question of whether TurboQuant is real is no longer the key variable. The market is undergoing a valuation logic switch. For regular investors, instead of trying to guess whether the paper is legit, watch the order data for edge AI chipmakers. That's the first real-world validation point for the new narrative.
So the money is already changing direction whether or not the panic fades.
Exactly.
Next, let's talk AI short dramas. The numbers: 30,000 AI short dramas nationwide, only 69 topped 100 million views, hit rate 0.18%. 80% of the people making them come from internet and gaming backgrounds, not film. Total market size is projected at 24 billion yuan. Viewers grew from 120 million to 280 million.
Wins pretty cold about these numbers. A 0.18% concentration at the top. That's deeper than traditional film and TV. Fewer than 100 individual creators in the country are making over 200,000 yuan a month. The vast majority earn less than 10 yuan a month. Let's take the democratization narrative sounds great, but the people actually winning are seasoned internet operators who understand traffic, the real beginners. They're probably just filling the denominator.
So the barrier to entry dropped, but that doesn't mean everyone makes money.
When, put it sharp, the lower the barrier, the more brutal the elimination, and that 24 billion market size should be viewed with skepticism. User growth has been largely driven by platform subsidies. It's not validated by real willingness to pay.
Hao sees opportunity at a different layer. She says the window for tools to capture value is shorter than most people think, maybe one or two quarters left. Whoever turns a tool into a workflow platform covering storyboard generation, character consistency, one-click distribution, that's who captures real retention. Like the food delivery wars, the winners weren't the best cooks, they were the platforms.
Right. She also pointed to two specific directions. One is vertical category AI short drama MCNs, using data and algorithms to pick topics. The other is overseas distribution. These creators already know cross-border traffic, and the novelty window for AI content among international audiences hasn't closed yet. She says the most certain money in this 24 billion market is in the hands of services helping creators go global.
This angle surprised me a little. He says AI short dramas are essentially becoming a content format for the gaming industry. 80% of creators coming from gaming and internet isn't a coincidence. It's the same people bringing the same playbook, that 0.18% hit rate. That's typical mobile game conversion funnel.
He used the powerful historical parallel, the 2012 browser game, to mobile game transition. Same pattern: barriers, dropped output, exploded 90%, flopped, the top few took everything. And the winners were the channels and publishers. Once short dramas run fully on traffic logic, narrative itself gets demoted to an acquisition tool. Just like story in mobile games, it exists to serve the payment checkpoint. The power to define good content moves from directors and writers to algorithms and paid traffic strategies.
So the people who actually make money probably aren't the solo creators, they're the ones running the ads and selling the tools.
He said something worth sitting with for anyone thinking about getting in. Are you making content or are you making traffic? They look similar. The end game is completely different.
Bottom line, AI has crushed production costs in entertainment, but the distribution logic has turned into the gaming industries, and in gaming, the players never pocket the most money. Last headline, Tesla FSD. The system can anticipate a pedestrian wanting to cross before they step into the road and proactively slow down. Technically, a 15-second buffer window. 18. Joint skeleton tracking traffic officer, gesture recognition, all trained on massive, real-world driving data.
One's pretty measured here. He says a veteran human driver's anticipation is built from decades of social experience. Anticipation is statistical correlation. It performs well in standard scenarios, but in Southeast Asia or smaller Chinese cities, body language patterns are totally different and the skeleton tracking model faces a different challenge. He also flagged the two hard variables. One, who's liable when the prediction is wrong? System misreads, a pedestrian brakes hard, causes a rear-end collision. Who pays? To current traffic law has no definition for predictive braking. It simply does not exist.
Wait, so FSD's most impressive new capability is currently invisible to the law.
That's exactly Wen's point. Beautiful demo, but the regulatory gap is a real risk.
Gao went straight to the commercial value. She says this capability changes how consumers make purchase decisions. Before you chose autonomous driving based on can it work now, it's how much faster is it than me, a 15-second lead time, 18 joint tracking s, faster than a human. Finally has a quantifiable anchor for the first time. She also made a connection to something we talked about earlier, embodied AI training facilities. The core bottleneck in embodied AI is understanding unstructured human intent. Tesla trained this capability on tens of billions of miles of data. Transferring it to the Optimus humanoid robot is almost inevitable.
Chao is spot on about that spillover effect. Waymo, Huawei, XPeng. If they don't keep up in the intent prediction dimension, the gap shifts from a feature gap to a data flywheel generation gap, and a data flywheel generation gap is nearly impossible to close.
His analogy is Google search's PageRank. The winner wasn't the one who indexed the most pages. It was the first one to understand query intent. Tesla's logic is identical. Bigger fleet, more data, better intent prediction, higher sales, even bigger fleet. Once that flywheel spins up, first mover advantage becomes self-accelerating.
Chris' endgame call is that this competition isn't just about cars. Whoever turns intent prediction into a general capability across scenarios captures not just the auto market, but platform control over the embodied AI era, structurally identical to how Google captured control of the search domain.
So FSD is reading pedestrians' minds right now, but what it's really targeting is the entire physical world. Now let's run through a few quick hits. Unitree Robotics founder says the ChatGPT moment for embodied AI is still 2 to 3 years out. Perception and generalization still haven't broken through.
A clear read from the industry's top player. It's a necessary calibration for an overheated market.
But Unitree also just announced they're opening an embodied AI experience store in Shanghai's Jing'an Jiuguang at the end of May, Asia's first. Isn't that a contradiction?
Not at all. The tech can wait. Consumer mindshare positioning, and they're running the consumer brand playbook.
Jensen Huang says NVIDIA and TSMC have worked together for 30 years without ever signing a contract, pure trust.
When your irreplaceable contracts are redundant, trust is the real moat. That sentence captures the entire advanced process supply chain in one line.
Stanford research confirms AI systematically agrees with users when they're seeking advice. VS Code launched Sessions app, embedding an AI agent into the editor so it can autonomously execute tasks. Geely and other investors put hundreds of millions into a domestic quantum computing company.
A traditional manufacturing giant betting on quantum computing is buying a ticket to next-generation supply chain and material science. The signal here is far bigger than the financial amount.
And Warhorse laid off their translation team to replace them with AI. The backlash from the game localization community is still rolling.
AI replacing white-collar creative jobs has moved past. Will it happen? To which day does it happen in your industry? Today's three headlines share one through line. The efficiency revolution is entering its second half. Value no longer belongs to whoever has the most resources. It belongs to whoever does the most with the least. Chip valuations are shifting from scarcity to efficiency. Short drama. Profits are flowing from creators to traffic operators. Autonomous driving modes are migrating from sensors to behavioral data. The variables to watch next week: independent verification of TurboQuant and whether Tesla updates Optima's technical roadmap based on this.
Simply put, the money didn't disappear. It's just moving somewhere new. That's morning signal for today. If you want the full analysis from all three of our analysts, search Dev Signal on WeChat.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.